With Fresh Breakfast. Wake up. On Fresh with NSK and Shaquan.
Say it like you mean it.
Let's check in with the cool kids who stay locked in while on their hustle. It's time for Fresh from the Office. It's time to have breakfast around the world with the diaspora.
It is 8:40 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. Let's talk diaspora this morning, OC.
Yeah, so we are having breakfast in the UK with the beautiful Nicole Murangi. And she's a Namibian who's been living there for a couple of years now. And she's a she's a food fluencer, by the way. She's
a
like
food fluencer,
self-taught chef and all those nice things. Check her out on Instagram. And also she does have a YouTube channel. Follow her journey. We have posted the link on our Facebook page as well. It is Fresh FM Namibia.
Hi, my name is Nicole Kuchikuru. Oshiero speaking, / Tamara Nama, originally from Sokopmund. I grew up with my grandmother in Sokop. Yes, I moved to the UK in 2018 for about I've been here for like 5 years now. UK has been okay by God's grace. It has been great. We do have our ups and downs. Sometimes we are homesick, but by God's grace, we've been good. One thing about the UK is one should work really, really hard to get the money and achieve the goals that you want to achieve. If you don't work in the UK, you don't really get paid. Well, my husband and I own a healthcare recruitment agency. On off days, during weekends, my husband is a DJ and I do cocktails at weddings and at parties to secure the bag. So during our off days, we like to go to restaurants, explore different type of African cuisines to have the African taste. We love to go explore African cuisines, African restaurants, anything that has to do with food, because I love food. I love food a lot. That's the one thing I miss about Namibia. Like, the food is so good. The food in Namibia compared to the food here is totally, totally two different things. I miss a whole lot about Namibia. I miss my family. I miss the nightlife. I miss my grandmother. Yo. But anyway, one thing that I would advise someone is that is planning on moving abroad, as you have to have a plan. You need to have a strategy, as in what you want to achieve. Because there's so many opportunities abroad, so many things that you can do, so many things one can achieve. You need to have a strategy, as in what you want to achieve, what you want to do, future plans. If you don't have all of those things, I mean,